Okay, good evening, everybody. A brand new Simon tonight. So Simon Shin Ayin Dalid. Tonight we'll do Sif Aleph, Bez Hashem. Should be a short shiur. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Erevu Derech Halonu Pesach Shebineim V'nistam B'Shabbos. Let's say you made an Erev, two chateres next to each other. They have a wall in between them, but there's a window that's large enough, or a Pesach that's large enough that you're allowed to make a joint Erev between the two of them, and you do that. And then on Shabbos, the window gets closed up, or the Pesach gets closed up. So now there's no longer a Pesach between them. And one of these chatzeros has the Erev in it. It has the box of matzahs in it. The other one doesn't. And they're all joined together, supposedly, in one Erev. You're still allowed to stick things through small holes in the wall and over the top of the wall. And it's perfectly fine. And even if you made an Erev for the whole year all at one shot, and during the week, on a weekday, the Pesach got closed up, and then it got opened up at some point on Shabbos, and even if you purposely closed up the whole, the Erev comes back. The Rambam would hold that if it gets closed up on Shabbos, each chatzar is allowed to carry in their own chatzar, but they're not allowed to cross over from one to the other, even though there's only one Erev in place. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah in this time of Shabbos, going shenach from Apollos Connecto. How does a window get closed on Shabbos? Building caves in and there's a pile of rocks now in front of the window or something, so it's gone. Mutarim l'shtamish mizol l'zo b'shabbosov v'kolshkein kolachas yatzmadim mutar safos l'shein erev munachas p'tocha. If you're allowed to carry from one chutzer to the other, certainly each one on its own is allowed to carry within their own chutzer. Derech kova akosel v'chorev. So he said you're allowed to carry from one to the other, but there's no Pesach anymore. So how are you doing it? Over the top of the wall, through small holes in the wall. Ratzalomer avgav d'achtor shenisamein rin l'sariv yachad aloein b'chorin shir. Alone, even though the way it's physically set up right now, they're not joint enough to be able to make a single Erev because the sizable window is gone. The Erev that is not going to be nullified for this week. Because since it was present when Shabbos started, it remains in effect throughout the rest of Shabbos. But then we said that even if you made an Erev for the whole year and it got closed off during the week, and then on Shabbos got opened up. Certainly, if it got closed on Tuesday and then opened again on Thursday, then for sure by Shabbos it's a valid Erev. Because when Shabbos started, the chatzeros were open to one another. But even if on Shabbos itself is when it opened up, since at the time that you set up this Erev, where the plan was that it was going to be an Erev for a whole year, and it was physically able to be an Erev at that time for both chatzeros together, even though when a particular Shabbos started, that doorway may have been closed, and therefore the Erev would not be functional, but the Erev is not batel. And therefore, as soon as that doorway is open again, even if it's the middle of Shabbos, then the Erev goes back to its original heter. Added, even if you, when you closed it off, you did it on purpose. Hainu b'kavana v'da, and you should know the Magen Avraham b'kama achronim tzidu l'asr b'zeh kishachasav niftach b'shabbos. The Magen Avraham and other achronim disagree with the Mechaber over here and say, no. If you closed it, or the Rama over here and say, no. If you closed it b'mezid, then it's going to be aser if it reopens on Shabbos. That's actively going and being mevatel the Erev. You are revealing very clearly that you don't want this Erev. So if when Shabbos started, the window was closed because you closed it, the door was closed because you closed it, it doesn't help that on Shabbos it gets opened up. We are not makel if you closed it on purpose unless it was opened before Shabbos. Does Amrinan, then we would say that since, even though you closed it on purpose, but since it got opened up again, even though you didn't open it, just opened by itself, but you're all still partners in the box of matzahs, and when Shabbos started, started, there was a Pesach there physically. You all own the box of matzahs together, so that's going to be fine. Fine, b'beralach shebe'arun shkein roi linog l'maisa. And in beralach, I explain that we should go like the Magen Avraham and not like the Rama over here, that if it gets opened up on Shabbos, we should not rely on the Seiruf. Achein, in be'esha stomo hei b'dayta rak lefisha v'achar kach lach zol l'pascho, misafr d'mutrav k'shchazov n'iftach b'shabbos. However, even if you closed it on purpose, but it was only meant in your mind to be temporarily, then it's going to be fine if it gets reopened on Shabbos. And then we said at the end that according to the Rambam, you're only allowed to carry in each individual chatzar, but not from one to the other. Ula Rambam, koya reisha sif. That goes back to the beginning of the sif. Hey, chashnista ma'pesach b'Shabbos. If the Pesach gets closed up on Shabbos, till day harishona mutu l'shamish mizol zol derech horin. The first opinion said you're allowed to even transfer things from one chatzar to the other through smaller holes in the wall. Ula didei, but according to the Rambam, einu mutu al kol chatzar le'atzma. That no, you're not allowed to transfer things from one chatzar to the other. Each chatzar individually is allowed to carry varabusu, and the chiddush that each chatzar individually is allowed to be metaltel is dafilu also chatzar shein erev munach betochum utaris. It's only one box of matzah, so it's only in chatzar A or chatzar B. The other one doesn't have a box of matzahs. So even the one that doesn't have the box of matzahs, and there's a solid wall between it and the one that does, they're still allowed to rely on it. Mikol makom chatzar v'niftach, and if it gets opened up again, the kuliyam mutal taltel mizilazo kama mitchila. Then certainly you're allowed to carry from one to the other. Ulinin halacha heikur kasvari shona ken kasva achronim. When it comes to halacha, like we normally say, whenever the mechaber quotes a stam, and then he says, "Oh, and by the way, the Rambam shita is," and he identifies him by name. Almost always, we don't pass him like that Rambam. We pass him like the stam that he holds like. So again, to review what we learned tonight, we said that if you have an eruv that functions through a Pesach or a Chalon, but then it gets closed off on Shabbos, so you're allowed to utilize the height of the wall and the holes in the wall to carry from one chatzar to the other, according to the mechaber. But according to the Rambam, you're only allowed to carry within each separate chatzar. But we paskin like the stam daya and the mechaber that you're allowed to do that. And if you set up an eruv for the whole year, and then the Pesach got closed up on a weekday, and it got reopened on Shabbos, you're allowed to now use it again. But if you closed it on purpose during the week, that's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Magen Avraham, and we're machmir like the Magen Avraham, that you're not allowed to continue to use both to use the Erev to carry in both Chatzeros. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday we'll pick up with Se'ifim Beis, Gimel, and Dalet. Everyone have a wonderful evening, wonderful Shabbos.